This is Working in Teams, Unit 12, Life Cycle of HIT Teams, Reforming and Repositioning Techniques. At the end of this unit, the participant will be able to classify the life cycle stages of a team, apply strategies to move a team into the next formative stage, and reposition a team for a new challenge. Team life cycle. An HIT team's number one challenge is time. Time spent on a team needs to be very efficient and productive, especially if there are prescribers, such as doctors, physician's assistants, and nurse practitioners, and nursing staff involved. These team members are taking time away from caring for patients in order to accomplish the team's charge. It is very important to move through the stages of the team life cycle as quickly as possible in order to keep the prescribers and nursing staff engaged. Team life cycle, reaction to leadership. Forming. Team members take a tentative, wait-and-see approach. Leaders will be allowed to lead, but that doesn't guarantee support. Storming. The leader is under pressure from more vocal team members. Forming. General support for the leadership within the team. Mutual respect underpins this. Performing. Personal relationships have developed, which underpin the leadership relationship. Team life cycle. Team process. Forming. The process is driven by the leader. Some people are reluctant to contribute openly. Storming. The process is likely to break down until conflict is resolved. Norming. The core process should operate smoothly, although there is a danger of focusing on smaller process issues rather than core teamwork. Performing. The process functions well and is adjusted as necessary. Leadership is shared and tasks are delegated. Team life cycle. Trust within the team. Forming. Individuals are not clear about their contribution. Quote, getting to know you phase. Trust may start to be built. Storming. Trust is focused into smaller groups as subgroups and alliances form. Norming. As rules are accepted and clarified, trust and relationships start to develop to a greater degree. Performing. The team starts to operate on higher levels of trust as loyalty and relationships develop. Team life cycle. How decisions are made. Forming. The nominated leader is expected to make decisions. Some more vocal members may dominate. Storming. Decisions are hard to make. Members are unwilling to give way. Compromise is a frequent outcome. Norming. The group is able to come to common decisions. Win-win is more likely than compromise. Performing. Decision-making is easier. Some decisions are delegated to subgroups or individuals. The HIT team mentioned a few minutes ago would do well to reach the performing stage of teaming in a relatively short amount of time. All team members need to be aware of the importance to reach this goal quickly. Activity 1. Assign participants into partner teams to individuals and ask that they share a separate team experience they each have had that grew through the life cycle changes. Have the partners identify each of the stages as the other partner relates the, quote, story of the team experience. Compare and contrast the two team experiences across the four life cycle stages. List elements of similarity and difference between the two team experiences. As we move toward developing strategies for team movement through the various phases of the team's life cycle, it is important to visit some of the fundamental principles and actions for change management. We will look at five key change management principles, steps to successful change, and dynamic processes. At the basic level, change management involves energy toward gaining acceptance and, quote, buy-in from others in the organization. Your team will be successful only when it can accomplish this important change management principle. Keeping your team's position in the organizational structure clear and focused is another important principle to consider. Gaining the full team's support for its mission and developing SMART, that is, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound action plans are key to success. Finally, the team can only achieve success if it can facilitate its ideas forward to others in the organization. This means much weight should be placed on the ability to communicate the results of the team's deliverables. There is an orthopedic surgeon's practice that has 10 orthopedic surgeons that move between 4 offices in a large city. The surgeons have decided to purchase 4 digital X-ray machines and incorporate teleradiology into the practice. They have assembled a team consisting of 2 orthopedic surgeons who will divide the meetings between the 2, 2 nurses, 2 radiology technicians, and 2 office managers. The goal is to spend 8 weeks for a total of 8 meetings to find the best systems and equipment for the 4 offices. Steps to successful change. Another framework to consider for helping facilitate a team's successful progression through the life cycle and achieving successful results is displayed in Cotter's Steps to Successful Change. Increase urgency. Inspire people to move. Make objectives real and relevant. Build the guiding team. Get the right people in place with the right emotional commitment and the right mix of skills and levels. Get the vision right. Get the right team to establish a simple vision and strategy. Focus on emotional and creative aspects necessary to drive service and efficiency. Communicate for buy-in. Involve as many people as possible. Communicate the essentials simply and to appeal and respond to people's needs. Declutter communications. Make technology work for you rather than against you. At the team's first meeting, the 2 orthopedic surgeons both attend. They explain the need for finding the best digital radiology system for the practice. The nurses understand that the system will cut the wait time for patients and that the practice will be able to not only resolve the patient's needs more efficiently, but it will increase the number of patients seen in a day. The radiology technicians appreciate the possibility of reducing the number of repeat X-rays by the use of digital formatting. The office manager is focused on having a system that will incorporate patient billing. Steps to successful change continued. Empower action. Remove obstacles. Enable constructive feedback and lots of support from leaders. Reward and recognize progress and achievements. Create short-term wins. Set aims that are easy to achieve in bite-sized chunks. Manageable numbers of initiatives. Finish current stages before starting new ones. Don't let up. Foster and encourage determination and persistence. Ongoing change. Encourage ongoing progress reporting. Highlight achieved and future milestones. Make changes stick. Reinforce the value of successful change via recruitment and promotion and new change leaders. The team meets for the next several weeks and understands each different area of the office needs and collectively outlines the SMART action plan. Everyone on the team understands their specific deliverables and is anxious to begin the process of choosing a system. As each person's deliverable is completed, the entire team reviews and provides meaningful feedback. Ideally, the turnaround for the reviewed deliverable is the following meeting. The milestones should be realized on the day determined by the action plan. The team reached a snag with several people being unable to physically be present at a weekly meeting. The team decided to set up a video conference using one of the communication technologies that is free to use, that is, Skype, and were able to continue to meet at a mutually agreed upon time. This proved to be invaluable as the 2 nurses verbalized that they were not going to be able to deliver their systems requirements document by the due date for the next meeting. At this point, the office manager stated that she would be able to help the nurses, and the three worked out a plan to complete the task. The conference call ended on a high note that the team was still on track and the necessary feedback was given to the radiology technicians who were presenting their system requirements at the meeting. One way to view a team's life cycle is this diagram. Here, we use the Tuckman model to show progression through the four main stages of a team's life cycle. Another way to view the same progression of a team's development is applying the Hershey-Blanchard, quote, situational leadership model. As we have discussed on a previous slide that you used in your initial assignment, different leadership skills are required for different stages in a team's development. The orthopedic surgeons team has been meeting for the entire 8 weeks. They managed to stretch and grow through the entire 2 months of meeting by never losing sight of the goal to have a system identified as the one for the practice to purchase. The minimal hurdles were overcome by the goodwill that everyone on the team possessed by realizing that it was a win-win for everyone to be active participants and to keep the momentum going. Once the team had given the group of surgeons the proposal for the proposed system, they felt confident that all their hard work was going to pay off by having the best system chosen for their practice. Problems with not disbanding teams are many. The life cycle of teams is a genuine cycle, meaning that there does come a time when the team members must move on. The obvious progression from maturity and delivering on the team's mission is to move toward what Tuckman later added to his model, the stage of adjourning. Bruce Tuckman refined this theory around 1975 and adding a fifth stage to the forming, storming, norming, performing model. He called it adjourning, which is also referred to as deforming and mourning. Adjourning is arguably more of an adjunct to the original four-stage model rather than an extension. It views the group from a perspective beyond the purpose of the first four stages. The adjourning phase is certainly very relevant to the people in the group and their well-being, but not to the main task of maintaining and developing a team, which is clearly central to the original four stages. Tuckman's fifth stage, adjourning, is the breakup of the group. Hopefully, when the task is completed successfully, its purpose fulfilled, everyone can move on to new things, feeling good about what's been achieved. From an organizational perspective, recognition of and sensitivity to people's vulnerabilities in Tuckman's fifth stage is helpful, particularly if members of the group have been closely bonded and feel a sense of insecurity or threat from this change. Some team members may have difficulty depending on personality, work, and personal style. The team's proposal was well received by the surgeons who set about to meet with the vendor, knowing that the staff were very happy with the product and had the requirements clearly stated. The team had a small party to celebrate the successful teaming with each other. Additionally, the team members felt that they could move on to other projects and be able to replicate the success of this team. Team members are usually selected based on how they will contribute to the team's strategic objectives. Once the team attains its first strategic success, however, a member of an executive team gets to stay on the team as a reward for the team's success. That member may not be appropriate for the future challenge. An executive team has to fail repeatedly and miserably before team members are disenfranchised. IBM lost most of the PC market, new challenge, because its key business decisions were made by people who succeeded with mainframes, past successes. The practice was indeed very fortunate to have staff that would be able to recreate the success it had to move on to the next big project. This team will not be able to rest for long as the practice is priming itself to choose an electronic medical record system. One of the new challenges is the need to be able to communicate with the soon-to-be-purchased digital X-ray system. In business and in sports, it is difficult for a team to repeat its success. A study of management teams found that most successes are followed by major failures. For example, the IBM PC success was followed by the PC Junior failed. The Apple II success was followed by the Lisa failure. The Apple Macintosh begat the Newton. There are almost no three-peats in sports or business. Norman Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell endured the failure of Vietnam. They learned from that and fought Desert Storm with the wisdom and anxiety that Vietnam fostered. Norman Schwarzkopf probably would not be selected to lead the next battle simply because he succeeded in the last one. He would tend to repeat his past actions with too little sensitivity to changed circumstances. Reflecting back on the optometrist example that has been discussed throughout this unit, create a team from the available staff listed on the original team that will be responsible for recommending an electronic billing system that would be used across all offices. The team has 3 months to present its recommendations. In a 3 to 5 page paper, discuss the following topics. Number 1, explain why each team member is chosen. Number 2, create a simple action plan for the project using the due date for the recommendation. Number 3, identify who is responsible for each deliverable. In this unit, you learned to classify the life cycle stages of a team, apply strategies to move a team into the next formative stage, and reposition a team for a new challenge.